The first thing one has to know in the obligations of a Rav when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh is that the Rav has an obligation to get ahead of the ball and ahead of the curve and teach his Balabatim that there's a Din of Pikuach Nefesh Derech HaShabbos. Where is this din recorded? So the in Shin Chav Ches, the Achrayin of the Magen Avraham, the Mishmur quote that Shulchan Aruch says, "Mishiyish lechayla shel zakana, mitzvah lechalel alos haShabbos, naazorez harezim v'shubach, vashoyel harezeh shayfech damim." And the Yerushalmi adds in, "Vanishal harezim aguna." Right, there's a mitzvah, a person is Rachmanu Litzlan in a life-threatening situation, or we will define even in a remotely life-threatening situation. So the mitzvah to Menchal Shabbos. But then the Shulchan Aruch goes on to point out, and a person who does so with alacrity, does so with zrizos, so that is Meshubach. That's a good thing. Vashoyel, and a person who thinks it's time to ask a Shaila, Harei Zu Shefech Damim. If he should be saving the person's life, and instead he's asking a Shaila, so then, even though it sounds like he's doing a good thing, be asking a Shaila, but he's not doing a good thing. He could be endangering somebody. So then the Achrayim quote the Yerushalmi that says, Vanishal HaRezim Maguna, and the Rav's also in trouble. What did the Rav do? Why does the Rav get blamed for this? He didn't... L'chaira, he should not be... He gets blamed for a lot of things. But why does he get blamed for the Erlech HaYid who asks a Shaila? So, Peirush Mishum Shetalmud Chacham B'mkoyim Ho'yhoyle L'droish B'pirka L'koyl. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Kosei Radvaz, that because the fact that somebody is asking him a Shaila means the Rav fell down on his obligations. His obligation is to teach that people should know Pikuach Nefesh Derech HaShabbos V'loy Tzorchu L'Sholoy. So the fact that a Baal HaBos is coming to ask a Shaila, that means the Rabbi is not doing his job of teaching Talachas Pikuach Nefesh Derech HaShabbos. So that's one of the obligations of a Rav, that from time to time to make sure his Baal HaBatim know to teach Talachas, so that his Baal HaBatim know that Pikuach Nefesh Derech HaShabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan takes this a step further and says that one has to teach one's Baal HaBatim to be discerning as to when to ask and when not to ask. The Aruch HaShulchan says you can't take it this comment of the Achrayinim in the explanation of the Yerushalmi at face value. Why? Because there's a Gemara in Menaches that says if a person sent out to get a Kezias, and the Kezias is going to be the refuah for the Chayla, and then they come to the orchard and they're about to get a kezias, and they say, I have a choice. I have a branch that has two kezesim on it, or a branch that has three kezesim on it. Then I'm only supposed to get one kezias. So halacha is that I should only chop off the branch that has two kezesim. That to take an extra kezias, even though it's the exact same, would seem like the exact same tircha, it would seem it's the exact same malacha, but the halacha is that's the Isur of Vivi Bishurim. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, on one hand, we're telling the person not to ask Shailas, on the other hand, we're telling him, when you go to the olive tree, so look around and make a cheshvan and see, he says, you can't have it both ways. So Aruch HaShulchan says, no, because a person has to be a Baal HaBos, a Jew has to be trained to understand that there are situations when one has to work with total zerizus, and one is not in decision-making mode. And there are times when one doesn't have to act with total zrizus, and they are in decision-making mode. And all of this is part of the sensitivity that a Rav has to provide for his Baal HaBatim. It's provide for the Baal HaBatim the sensitivity that if acting with greater judgment is not going to compromise the whole at all, if this person has, he's certain, it's not that he would do this, but if he's certain that by acting with greater judgment, he's not going to in any way compromise the health of the chayli sheish basakana, then he has to have a judgment. And on the other end, if he's not sure of that, if there's a chance that acting with greater speed will create a greater outcome, a better outcome, then he has to act with greater speed. All of this is part of the thinking that a Rav has to, over time, successfully inculcate in his Balabat. And in addition, the Mishmur goes on to quote the Radvaz in Machayla Batzmoy Mis Yori Sheyavro Lovis Hashavis Koyfin Oyse Umedabin Aliboy Shu Chasidah Shel Shtus. And then one of the other jobs of a Rav in the case of Chola Sheyesh Besakon on Shabbos is to convince the Chola that if the emergency team comes and says they have to bring this person to the hospital, that it's in this person's best interest, and the person says, can't I wait till after Shabbos? I don't want to go in the hospital, in the ambulance, little Shabbos. So a Rav has to be part of the Rav's job is to convince the Chola that it's not Yiras Shemaim and Yiras Chait to deny the mitzvah of Pikuach Nefesh Deiche Shabbos. And then the Matei Ephraim adds in Tofresh Ches that this is one of the areas that a Rav has to be very comfortable with. Lashon of Shogar Befit. There are many, many halachas. Most of the halachas, a Rav is better off looking up before he passes. In fact, the Rav Rechayim would say that if a person passes without looking up, he could be in violation of the Gemara Halacha Befnei Rabbi, because the Svarim of Teres Rabbi. So Bederach Klal, unless a Rav is passing something many, many times, you should always look it up to make sure you got it right. That's always a good practice. It's good for the Balabatim to see that the Paschal is not a Dever Posh, that you don't do it in a on the fly. Gedol Yisrael, so they answer Shilas of great weight and on the way to Chasanis and in elevators. But for the rest of us, Shai has to sit down, answer a Shilas, to think about it. You have to listen to the different parts, ask questions, make sure you get a good understanding of the Shilas. Always good to look it up. But then there are certain areas of halacha that you don't have that the comfort, the luxury of being able to look it up. There aren't that many. But one of them is Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos. That you don't have the comfort to be able to look it up because if time is out of the essence, you have to know right away. These halachas of Pikuach Nefesh Deicha Shabbos. That's the first, that's the advertisement for Rabbi Stein for this part of the course. And why we have to do Pikuach Nefesh Deicha Shabbos? Because that's one of the parts that a Rav has to be very comfortable with, and it's one of the standard Ken Shurim that a Rav has to have and give to his Balabatim in an uncanned way, but in different ways, to make sure that every so often he reminds the Balabatim, a new Balabatim, Pikuach Nefesh Deicha Shabbos, so you don't get nailed by the Yerushalmi that Bashoyaloi Meguna. At the same time, reminder of HaShulchan, that sometimes people take liberties. It's also part of the education of Rabbis to give his Balabatim. Sometimes people figure that the Gemara already recognizes. The Gemara recognizes that Odom Bolam and Odom Bol Gufay, that one of the reasons why we're going to learn there's an Isur of Refu on Shabbos is because that people, probably Jews in particular, we get very, very nervous when any ailment's going wrong, anything's going wrong. And we are so well trained, the Pikuach Nefesh Deicha Shabbos, we're so well trained to appreciate the importance of life that sometimes we go overboard. And sometimes, and therefore Chazal said that for a Bori with a Mechush Baalim, which we'll explain in a moment, so therefore a person has greater restrictions not to get into the mode of it's shy that I can do every single thing which is usur, even though it may not be Nesu Pikuach Nefesh. So to be judicious and to appreciate that there are that when it's not pikuach nefesh, then one has to take a wait. If one knows that the outcome will not be any different whether one waits till after Shabbos, it's the issue happened right before Matzoi Shabbos, or it happened earlier in the day, and the doctor said, I had this just last week, right? That a person got had a cut, and they came to shul. The question was, they have to deal with it right away on Shabbos. So happened there was a dermatologist sitting mamish right in front of me. So he went over and looked at the cut, and he said it does need to be stitched, but lamal lamor really gets done now, or it gets done in 5 hours from now. The dermatologist said that the outcome will not be any different at all whether it gets done now or later. So that's a decision which a rabbi can't make. A rabbi says he's an open cut. He can't decide whether if there will not be any danger in leaving open cut open and open to infection, but a doctor can make the decision. So in that situation, so there was no reason to rush in on Shabbos, right? Because it wouldn't change the outcome. So then one has to wait till after Shabbos. So all of this is part of the education that a rabbi has to give balabatim. And it's on one hand to impress upon them pikuach nefesh doicha, zoriz, don't ask shailas. On the other hand, that means you deal with things that we do on a Tuesday and on a Wednesday. If on a Tuesday, Wednesday, you would take care of some other things first, because speed is not so important. All right? If speed is not going to change the outcome, no. So we do it after. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just curious about the doc. Obviously, this might be a question for a doctor, but I assume an average doctor during the week would never say, let's wait a few hours for stitches, that it's there's always a risk of infection, so it's best to do it quickly. So do we ask the doctor, based on it's Shabbos now, and there's this tension, or what would you do on a weekday, and we do it?
No, so I'm assuming this now. The doctor would say the same thing on a Tuesday. The doctor on a Tuesday also, if you wait a few hours, you have, he would say, if you... In 2 or 3 hours, you need 2 or 3 hours to arrange for childcare for the other kids, right? Since they have to get taken care of, if he asks the doctor, should I drop everything at work right now and rush home and take my wife in, or can I finish up this meeting? It would be the same. If Shane's correct, it would be the same decision-making process. If the doctor would say on Tuesday, drop everything. Well, sorry, is the same thing in Shabbos also? Yeah.
I think a lot of doctors who said that the reason why during the week would be more machmir, generally generally speaking, it's not just that they're thinking about medical issues, they're thinking about legal issues. That if they think, even if they think medically it's fine, then there's a tiny, tiny, insignificant chance something would happen, but it nevertheless does, then get sued.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time, their calculations during the week are like, you know, not just medical.
Lanias Daiti, those calculations go on in Shabbos also nowadays.
Right.
So I don't think that you'll find this. But Lechora, that means that there is a slight chance that something could happen. So that slight chance is a subject that's there in Shabbos also. Right? Lechora, there are situations where the doctor says, nothing wrong can happen, but why bother? Why bother waiting? So then, then on Shabbos we would say there is a reason to bother waiting. But if the doctor is saying that there's one in a thousand that something could, that a complication could set in, so l'chara, we would be concerned with that for Shabbos also. L'chara. But it is, but saying is correct. I have to filter that out a little bit, not too much, but filter it a little bit on Shabbos. Which Shulchan Aruch says, mitzvah l'chalas ha-Shabbos. So, usually we interpret that to mean that there's a mitzvah l'hatzel nefashos. Shulchan Aruch says, mi sheyesh l'choli shel sakana, mitzvah l'chalas ha-Shabbos. So the chara should be, the pshat is, that it's a mitzvah l'hatzel nefashos b'Shabbos. Why do we say mitzvah l'chalas ha-Shabbos? So that's the pshat. I would suggest that the Shulchan Aruch is pointing out another insight. And that is that if you look carefully at the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Beis Hilchos Shabbos, when the Rambam discusses the din of Pikuach Nefesh Deicha Shabbos, famous Rambam, because the Rambam's Neschois are not as clear as we are used to. I would say the other way around. The Rambam's Neschois are very, very clear, but we're not clear to us what he's getting at, because he says both Techuya Shabbos, and then he goes on to say that Shabbos is like any Yom Chol, which sounds Lashon of Hutra. But then the Rambam writes that Osulis Mameya Bechilu Shabbos L'Chol Yishesh Besakana, that a person cannot delay because of Chilu Shabbos Why? Because the Torah says that Shayasa Isoi Adam v'chay b'hem v'loy shiyamus b'hem. Halamadatafim. You see, she'ein mishpat hayat Torah nekama v'olam. You see, Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs are not causes any harm. Ela rachman v'chesed v'sholom v'olam. They're sources of only goodness, rachman, compassion, and kindness. Ve'lu aminim, and those that pikursim that say that it is chilul Shabbos to save somebody's life on Shabbos, the osir, and is prohibited to save someone's life at the expense of chilul Shabbos. Alei and akosav v'aymer gamanina zati lem chukim leitoyvim mishpatim leyichyu bem, that the person can misuse and abuse Torah and make Torah into something which is terrible, which is harmful to people. So the arichos of the Rambam, the fact that the Rambam took a lot of time to explain what L'chair is a davar pashut, all the Rambam had to say is that the mitzvah pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, right? And the mitzvah pikuach nefesh is lecha Shabbos. The Rambam says, osir l'smameh v'chil Shabbos. Why is that any different than osir l'smameh with anything? It's osir l'smameh on Tuesday, osir l'smameh on Wednesday. So you see from Rambam, and then the Rambam goes on to say that if we, halamadata, you see that divrei Torah are chesed, and if a person makes divrei Torah into divarim lo tovim, aleim akosav oimer. So l'chayra, the Rambam is pointing out to us that there's an additional din when there's a pikuach nefesh opportunity on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, that any day of the week, and in any situation, there's a mitzvah of pikuach nefesh leisam adam riyacha. If I don't respond to somebody who's drowning, I'm over the lab leisam adam riyacha. But on Shabbos, if I don't respond to someone who's drowning, I'm also over leisam. If I don't respond because he's outside of the tchum, then not only am I violent leisam adam riyacha, I'm also involved in this. Get censured by Yecheskel. I also get censured by the Rebbe Hashem because I made his laws into things that are not chesed and rachamim. So apparently the Rambam is pointing out that there's an extra layer of isur, there's an extra choiv if a person refrains from pikuach nefesh because, and he defends that restraint through the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. It's like a form of a chilul shem shemayim by being moitzi laz al divrei Torah. So that could be what the Shulchan Aruch is pointing out. Mitzvah lechal lovis haShabbos. It's a mitzvah not to be able to samna reyecha. But in addition, there's a mitzvah to show Kadosh Baruch Hu's halacha is a chesed v'rachamim boilam. So Shulchan Aruch halacha divides cholim into three different categories. We have to discuss each one separately. There is the cholim sheyesh basakana. There is a person who is in a situation where he is either in danger or there's a suffix that he could be in danger. Then the suffix that a situation right now, if it's not dealt with, it'll compromise his life. That means it could, in the short term or even in the long term. It means that if he doesn't deal with something right now, it could be that in 119 years, he'll die a year early. And that's also a case of pikuach nefesh. It's also a case of suffik of chole sheyesh be sakana. Then there is a chole she'ein be sakana. That's a chole shenofal mishkav. That means a person who is not has to lie down, or chole b'chol gufay, or he has like he's gripped by a fluid kind of a feeling. So that's a chole. But there is no sakana in that situation. Choshulchan expands it. That a chayle shenof al mishkan means he's not fully functional. He's not able to carry out a normal routine. So that the chole she'ein basakana, so we'll discuss later on, that he's certainly allowed to take medication. And he's allowed certain liberties of being mechal Shabbos al yedei nachri. Maybe some more liberties, we'll discuss that. And then there's a bari b'meichosh v'alma. There's a person who's healthy, he's fully functional, but he's has a headache. But it's Tuesday, he has a headache, he works with a headache. He stays at work, he does a full day of work. So he's not a chayla. He's a healthy person who is a mechosh. So in Shabbos, he has a restriction that he can't take medication. Whereas on a Tuesday, he can take medication. On Shabbos, he cannot take medication. Person is a healthy person. He's fully functional. He has a terrible toothache. He has some very irritative skin condition, but it doesn't get in the way of his normal functioning. So that person is a bari. So what determines that he's a bari? Because on a Sunday through a Friday, it doesn't change his schedule. It doesn't do anything different. It just works through. So on Shabbos, it could be more aggravating because he has more time on his own. He has more time to ruminate over it. But Chazal say that in addition to all the Isur Deiraisa that run in place on Shabbos, it's an additional Isur of not taking medication because we're afraid that he'll end up being Machal Shabbos by trying to procure the medication, which could mean doing Toche. That we'll discuss later on. Let's now focus on Chayle Sheyesh Basakana. So Chayle Sheyesh Basakana, the Torah is the Gemara in Yuma says, that we are allowed to violate Shabbos. It's not called a violation. It's called Shabbos Dechuya. And that means that Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche Shabbos. The Gemara that Rishonim discuss is Shabbos Hutra or is Shabbos Dechuya. The Rashba and Shuvah says, and the Ran says at the beginning of the second paragraph of Beya, that Shabbos is Dechuya. And the Rosh in Yuma says that Shabbos is Hutra. And the Rambam, as we said, is Mu'urpal, because the Rambam says Dechuyi, but then says that Shabbos is like Yom Chol, that means it's Hutra. So the Rambam is difficult to nail down. What's the difference whether you say Dechuyi or Hutra? So the Gemara in Yuma says that the place in which we evaluate Hutra Dechuyi is by the din of Tuma Vitzibur. If the community of Koyanim are Tmeim, so Halach is that the ongoings of the Beis HaMikdash continue, because Tumah is lifted when it's imposed on the Tzibur. How is it lifted? The Gemara says, Machlaikas, whether it's Tuchuy or the Tutra, what's the Nafkamina, Tuchuy or either way, the Kohenim are going to be doing the Avoida. So the Gemara has different Teshakla Vatari, but the Maskana Teshakla Vatari is that the Nafkamina will be if there are koyanim that are tahirim and they are readily accessible to the Beis HaMikdash. So if we hold that tuma is hutra mitzibur, that even though those koyanim are accessible to the Beis HaMikdash, I have to go into Yerushalayim, not far, maybe, I don't know how far, maybe as far as Eish HaTorah, I don't know how far as they go, but somewhere in the old city, there are koyanim in there. So then, if Tumah is Hutra, you don't have to go even as far as Eish HaTorah. I don't know, the Tiv, I'm not sure if I'm very close, I don't know. But you don't have to go to get those Koyanim Torah. If you hold that Tumah is the Chuyah Mitzibur, so that means in Efshu Lakaim Shneyam, you can have your Korban and have your Koyanim Torah. So then you're Mechuyah to get the Koyanim Torah. So that's the distinction between Tumah Hutra, Tumah the Chuyah. In Efshu Lakaim Shneyam, so if it's Hutra, so then you're not Mechuyiv L'Kayim Shneim. But if it's Dechuyah, you are Mechuyiv L'Kayim Shneim. So if you hold that Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra, then L'Chayra we should say, it's almost like a Tuesday. Right? It has to be Pikuach Nefesh. L'Chayra, person is the Chayla Masukin right now. But the doctor says, L'Imala V'Leimayrin, whether we do it now or wait till after Shabbos. So I have to give a great example. A person fell, and the EMTs are concerned that there could be some bleeding or something. So they take him into the ER, and then they call the Frum doctor to come in and take care of this patient. Now the Frum doctor says, I'm not going to do anything until I have a full set of tests, the X-rays, MRIs, blood tests. And now he's holding half an hour before Matzoi Shabbos. Those tests will take at least an hour until they get done. So if the doctor says, no, if I look at this patient and a physical evaluation make all the difference in the world, and that could determine within a very short period of time of what tests I do, not answer them right away. But if the doctor says, until I get a full set of tests, I can't do anything with the patient. No matter how the patient looks to me, until I get X-rays, I'm going to do till I get an EKG. I'll do anything. So then we know that nothing can happen The guy's a chayla mesukan. He's a pekach nefesh case. The doctor is nervous, internal bleeding, they're nervous of some kind of shock, they're nervous of a broken bone. They can be nervous about kol machshel olam, but the doctor is saying it's happened before Mitzvah Shabbos. I won't get the test back till I've made Abdullah anyways. So why should I run it now? So that's just not a pikuach nefesh case. That's not the case of Leisam Adamariyacha. Listen, you make left to Shabbos. But let's say there's a situation where whether it's going to make a difference, he has to go in Shabbos, he has to figure out which test to run, he has to figure out, he has to look at the patient, and that's going to make a determination as to what he's going to prioritize in the care of the patient. So then the question is there really a distinction between Tumah Dechuya, between Hutra or Dechuya? So it's very hard to find the distinctions, but usually we focus on Sif Yud Beis in Shin Chav Ches. And there the Rama writes in Yud Beis that im efshel asois b'loy dichoy u'b'loy yichor al yedei shinoi ois al yedei shinoi im efshel asois al yedei eino yehudi b'loy yichor klal ois al yedei eino yehudi v'chein noyagim. Rama writes that if it will not impede the patient care in any ways, will not compromise the outcome in any ways by using a shinoi, by writing with the left hand, no one can read the prescription anyways. It's all a mice and these and mother, they figure what it says in the prescription. So when the doctor uses the right and the left hand, right? So anyway, the pharmacist is going to guess as to what it is. So then he should write with his left hand. Right? On the other hand, same thing with getting to the hospital. He can drive by himself, he can call an Uber. He drives by himself, he'll get there in 30 minutes. He goes to an Uber, it'll be 20 minutes. So if those 10 minutes can make a difference, right? If he's afraid that the patient could be in cardiac distress or something, he's part of the code team, so then he has to get in the car and drive. But on the other hand, if he knows that those 7 minutes, like Malum Erin, they'll make a difference. The code team is there. The guy doesn't get the cardiac arrest, he's not going to be there early enough. What 7 minutes won't make a difference. So then the Rama says, if he knows the Beloy Icher Klal, so then he should have to go with an Eino Yehudi. Then he should go with a non-Jew driving him in. This Rama is a Haggah on the Shulchan Aruch, which writes, Kishe Mechalin Shama Shulchoyle Sheyesh Besakona. So the Mechaber writes, Mishtadlin Sheloyla Soysa Yidei Eino Yehudi Mektanim Enoshim. We go out of our way not to use non-Jews. Go out of the way not to use a katan. Nashimah says, certainly, that doesn't make a difference. Ela yedei Yisrael gedolim uvnei das. You go out of the way to say, no, I have a choice, according to Machaber, I have a choice of asking a katan to make the phone call, a choice of asking God to make a phone call. I have a choice of asking the katan to put on the incandescent light. Or a godel, so the Mechaber says yes, the godel to mishtadlim to do a davka al yedei gedolim neidos, and the Rama would say that if it's not going to make a difference whether you have the cotton put on the light or the godel put on the light, so then you have the cotton put on the light. So the Chora, this is usually seen as the example of the nafkamina between duchuya or hutra. If you hold that it's hutra, so why are we trying to? Do any? Why get the nachri? Why you don't have to go to into the Yartikat to get the koyin tor? Tumah hutra betzibur. If you go out nefesh is hutra. So why are we asking a katan? Why are we doing it bishinoi? It's hutra. There's no chil Shabbos. It's Tuesday. On the other hand, the Rama says, you know, if it will not compromise care b'chlal, so then quoting the Ozeru, it says v'chein noyagim. Is this actually our minog? So it certainly is the minog of Bnei Ashkenaz, but it's a minog that is ameliorated. Why is that? So let's just explain the context of it a little bit better and then articulate the din of here. The context of here is when the Mechaber says that we ask do a gadol, we don't go for a katan, so the That mechaber could be saying the din of tumut pikuach nefesh, Shabbos hutra by pikuach nefesh, right? Or he could be concerned that this, that if I ask a cotton to do it now, so even though right now with this particular choyle, it will not compromise the therapy of the choyle altogether, but next Shabbos, when there is a choyle l'shesh v'sakona and time is of the essence, so people will remember, well, last Shabbos the rabbi asked the cotton, right, the same kid who was just matir the Gris HaTorah. And he said, it's a vav, not a yud. So use that same kid to be matir v'loch on Shabbos. So we'll look for that same kid. We'll look for the same kid. But now, whether we call ourselves or whether we have the kid, it doesn't make a big difference. So so both Rishonim and Acharonim, for example, the Alter Rebbe in his Shulchan Aruch, he says that he would paskin like the Mechaber, not like like the Rambam. Why like the Machaber? Because Yesh Chashash in the Yiru Avshav Shein Yosin Rechel Yidei Nachri. Because people will learn that the rabbi went to get the guy, so they'll hold Pikuach Nefesh is only Mutzah Yidei Goy, and next time it could make a difference. So therefore the Alter Rebbe says, Liboy Noita, in this case like the Machaber, not because Meikir Adin, he paskins Tumah, that Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra. No, this is a different din. This is a din of Shem Yisra Shosalovai. How that I'm supposed to be concerned now when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, it comes to other halachas, they're not such a great concern. When it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, I have to be careful, Shalo Yisrashel, that what I do right now will not cause an error later on. So the Alter Rebbe concludes by saying, Al Kol Ponim Eretz Al Tzolidei Nachri, Alter Rebbe says, but if you want to follow the Ramah, L'chara, this week's Parsha, Nachna Yetzim B'yad Ramah, we follow the Ramah all the time. So the Alter Rebbe says, if you're going to go bust the Ramah, at least make an announcement, give a clap, and say, this time we can wait for the Katan, this time we can wait for the Ein Yehudi, but this is not Halacha, Rechav Mechal Yisrael. You make a clap and say, Nachum was ready to roll, I had my Uber ready, preset for this. That's why I was calling a guy, but otherwise, I wouldn't call a guy. So that's most of the svarim focus in on this Sif Yud Beis to say this is one of the great nafkinis between whether we hold that Shabbos Hutra Shabbos Dechuya, and this L'chor is Halacha L'Maisa. We do tell doctors that if they have to write a prescription, do it B'Shinui. That's concerning the Minhag Ashkenaz, and we do try to, many communities try to arrange to have non-Jewish calves well educated, so that they know if there's a Shabbos situation, and we do try to educate people. I mentioned before that one of the jobs of the Rav is to teach Pikuach Nefesh Deicha Shabbos. There are two specific situations where Rabbanim should have meetings with their Balabatim. One is with couples who are expecting children. So when it gets the ninth month, then the Rav should be conveyed to sit down with the Balabatim and say, it may happen on Shabbos. So let's work out the plan so that we can minimize, on one hand, that you know that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. And you know that everyone who goes into labor is Beteres Pikuach Nefesh, Savik Nefashis. And yet you know that it's very important to train Balabatim that making a phone call is, at most, an Isid Rabbanim. So very often, instead of running around having sfeikas, ruminating, should they do, make a phone call, call the doctor, find out what the doctor would say. So those are, and the other parsha where it's important is if a family is either taking care of a chronically ill person or of an elder parent, so then these questions come up frequently. It's also have a meeting with the Balabatim, and they should know firsthand the differences are going to come out. And they should be very, very well aware and well educated in halachas of pikuach nefesh, midrash Shabbos. So this is one of those situations where the way that for most pregnant women, the doctor will tell them to call when they are like 5 minutes apart. So I always say on Shabbos, you call when it's 7 minutes apart. Call when it's 10 minutes apart. The doctor won't be upset a little bit early, but he gives you more time to maneuver, more time to think things out, more time to call a cab, to start a little bit earlier. So those are all situations where I think we follow the din of Shabbos is Dechuya, not hutra. Again, so we come up in this situation. What's the situation where there's a kota and a Yehudi was right there, a person can do it b'shinui, and add on the detail that we are confident that this will not create a misunderstanding going forward, either because people are well educated, they know, or because we'll make an announcement. We'll teach the people afterward. This was an exception. This is the one case when we do get a kotan, and or do get a goy in order to take care so that it will not lead to being misrashal as a lover. There's a question back there earlier. I don't know your name yet. The very back. You had a question before?
I don't know.
Okay, good. So the...
A husband asked many times, what do you think about a husband whose wife is pregnant in the ninth month, and he wants to... He's not a Hatzoa guy, but he wants to carry a cell phone. He wants to go to shul. He wants to go here on Shabbos.
Yeah.
And he wants to carry a cell phone in case his wife will go into
labor.
She didn't need him.
Yeah.
But then... Nervous that every guy who's got a pregnant wife is going to walk around with a cell phone on Shabbos.
Halavai,
so
something for.
Yeah, so what does Rebbe think?
I think it's okay, because let's figure this out. What's the Easter in walking around with the cell phone? It's in his pocket, it's on vibrate.
Right.
And if it vibrates, he's going to go. He's not going to pull it out and check to see what it is. The vibrates, is going to go. So what's the problem is that it's a Keli Shemachal Easter.
I don't know if he can know that. People are going to send him emails, people are going to send him texts. I don't know if he could assume every time the phone rings, he can't have just a desert. He's not going to have a burner phone just for her. He's going to have his regular cell phone.
Yeah.
He can set it that only family members can call you.
He can set it that only buzz when you have...
emergency contacts. You can set it up.
So he can do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The truth, I think most people, they don't... When you check your phone after Shabbos, then... Yeah.
No, just from.
But your phone doesn't buzz when it emails.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't. But
it depends on the phone.
And you can't set it to buzz differently.
Yeah.
Set it to the only phone calls. How many phone calls first against the episode? I get all the power companies.
If you look at it, you'll be able to see who called. So phone call, right?
Looking. Okay. So then what's the Easter? The Easter is an Easter book.
You won't even pick up the phone.
Yeah. So then it's just an issue of carrying books. So first of all, Yeshlo says, at worst, it's a Kedish Shemachal Yisr. Right? To the Tzorch Mekoyme. According to Rav Moshe's definition of Tzorch Mekoyme. Pshat, Pasha Tzorch Mekoyme means you need the place where the phone is on. Rav Moshe's a Chiddush, that if I need the phone to be in a certain place, it's also Tzorch Mekoyme. A Chiddush, not a lens on Tzorch Mekoyme. So that would be, so then I need the phone to be with me so I can go to Shul, I can learn my Chavrusa. And then Tzorch Yion, whether it's a chor, it's an implication after the Easter. All right. Yeah?
Wouldn't it be better just to stay home?
No, I don't think so. In other words, the question is,
would
should I be...
Would
that?
Would you take the chuyah that far, he would have to miss his...
Right, so we're talking about a kelish on the Easter, the tzorch makayma. So should I stay home in order not to move someone to tzorch makayma? I don't think so. Right. Now, if you have no Erev, it's a different story. If there's no Erev and Tzad the Rabbanon, then Yishol Dun was there, right? Then it's Tzad the Rabbanon. I would think try to figure out some kind of Shinui. Carry the Shinui, put it in your sock. Right? You put the phone in your sock, so then it's a double Rabbanon. Tzad b'Shinui, hopefully in a Carmelis. Right? So if you're in a Carmelis, so then it's a double the Rabbanon according to most. And it's a shvus al tzorch mitzvah, so you can learn. Why say going to most? Because I think if Shechter goes to Kiva Eger, that holds that Hitzon Karmas does not add up to be shvus to shvus. He holds that that's still only one shvus. So then tzorch ladun b'zeh. So Hitzon, go ahead.
Just because we're talking about this case, do all of the principles of Halashei Shvus kind of apply to the expectant mother's husband? That like any of the woman in the Torah, she's not in the state of mind or physical ability to drive herself to the hospital.
Right.
But is there a difference between we said that it's better for an Yehudi than Yisrael if there's no difference,
right.
But is the husband who is himself not a Polish Yisrael, so kind of under the same umbrella as his wife?
Every Jew is in the same category. In other words, once there is a Chol in the Sukkah, So we don't tell the chayla that they have any more or less coolness than the person being metabol with the chayla. Right? I don't tell the chayla you turn the light. No, it doesn't matter b'chalal whether they are I turn the light. So my wife has to get to the hospital. Somebody has to. So I have to be mechal Shabbos to get her there. Right? Now, better if I'm mechal Shabbos, I'll yidei goy. Right? For numerous reasons. Number one, it's mitan hilchos Shabbos. And also, if my wife's tipul is better. Right? And also, the husband also is not such a great frame of mind for driving. So the mikol hasadam is better. But if there's no car available, then it's a drive, yeah.
If you say the phone is chisun kiss.
Yeah.
And then
you're in
the
heter
of.
Jeff was correct.
So
then I don't think it's correct. Chisor and kiss is you have to be miyachim mekoymei. So the phone is not miyachim mekoymei chlal. That's a prekei from miyachim mekoymei. So it's not a chisor and kiss. Right? So I don't think it's chisor and kiss. If it would be, if it would be a din of muktza, so then you wouldn't have the heter. Right? So then I would think. So then you would not be allowed to carry it around, but I would think that you would either be metalful de gufo or something. Right? That shouldn't be hard to, again, you put in your sock. That might even be tiflable goof. Put in your shoe. But I don't think you say it's chasar and kiss. Chasar and kiss is a miyachel amokim. Right? That's usually the litmus test of whether something's even though it's very expensive, kasha is a good kasha, it's very, very expensive. But chisar and kis is not mean expensive, it means that I'm maktza midaiti. I put it away, put it aside, because I don't want to have easy access to it. So that makes it muktza. But if I have something that's very, very expensive, but it's the last thing that I'm halavai would be maktza midas, I promise. It's the last thing I'm maktza midas. There's max everything else in the world besides this phone. That's the last thing, let's go. So then it's not a chisar and kiss lechem. It's also, I'm not sure if people look at it as a chisar and kiss item. Because I don't know if we relate to it that way. It's because we either pay in installments or I'm not sure people view it that way. Good. So that is the first chiluk between Dechuya and Hutra. What else is the chiluk between Dechuya and Hutra? So there's a famous correspondence between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Pinchas Epstein as to how far one has to go in the din of Dechuya. What's pshat, and this is again, this is not really a Dechuya-Hutra issue. This is explaining Dechuya better. How far does a person have to go the Efshel Lekayim Shneya? So Shlomo Zalman gave three examples where he thought that one does not have to go so far, even though we pass in Dechuya. So one example was, a classic example was that an electric line fell down. So Shlomo Zalman says, to have a live electric wire down in the Shusha Rabim, that's a sakana. So Shlomo Zalman said, you're allowed to call the power people, and it was mashmo, so they're allowed to fix it also. So at that time, this goes back to the 60s, I believe, and Rav Pinchas Epstein was the Rav of the Eid HaRedis. He was the what Rav Moshe Sturmer, who Dine Weiss was. He was one of the predecessors of Rav Dushinsky. So Rav Pinchas Epstein said that's not correct. We pass in the Chuya. So what you have to do is get a chair and sit there and warn people not to walk by. It's only sometimes you walk by, but you get a chair, two chairs, chaver, machabrusa, and sit by. So then you've taken care of the problem. So you can't call, you can't be machal shabbat. See, another example, what happens if you get to the nurse gets to the hospital and all of the food provisions are not working in Shabbos? It's some kind of power problem. The kitchen is always, you have all these choylim sukkanim in the hospital, you don't feed them for a day. They're going to become very, very shvach, very weak. That's Sakon itself. So Shlomo Zalman said, so the nurses have to start figuring this out. Have to mechal Shabbos, have to cook, have to whatever it takes to get the. And Pinchas Epstein said, what are you talking about? Every nurse comes with their lunch. Right? Every nurse is a brown bag. That's what it used to be. Came with their lunch. They get all the nurses together. take all of the nurses' lunches together, and you have food for the chalum. So Shlomo Zalman is a machlekes in principle. Shlomo Zalman held that even though you hold the chuya, eshlekaim shneyem, but there's an extent to how much you have to metriach yourself. You don't have to, eshlekaim shneyem doesn't have to sit in front of the power line the entire day. Doesn't mean you have to give up my lunch. And Rav Shlomo Zalman means, if you don't have mechalal Shabbos, you can solve the problem without mechalal Shabbos, you have to solve the problem without chilul Shabbos. That was a machlekes in how far we take the din of Efshal Lekayim Shneim. Shlomo Zalman met a raya.
So he said there was a third one?
The third one was that you have to wake somebody up in order to be able to get the tool that you needed to do the Bikoch Nefesh. So Shlomo Zalman said you never have to wake somebody up. That goes beyond the requirements of Efshal Lekayim Shneim. So there's only about a raya from Meis Mitzvah that a Koyein is not mechuyev to hire people to take care of the Meis Mitzvah. So Shlomo Zalman said, why not? So he said, you see, there are limitations to Efshal Lekayim Shneim. Efshal Lekayim does not mean that I have to do everything possible in the world to make sure. So he doesn't have a good getter. He didn't tell us what the getter is. But he held that one doesn't have to turn one's life around in order, even if we hold the chuyah. And Pinchas Epstein said, no, the mamish kipshutai, in Efshel Lekayim Shneim, if the possibility of not Mechal Shabbos. This is what Shlomo Zalman wrote, I think in Shmir Shabbos. And his first, and Pinchas Epstein wrote that because, you probably never seen this, there used to be a sinner. It was a pocket sitter that could not fit in any pocket. It was a pocket with this fat. I forget what the name of it was. And the mechaber of that pocket sitter, the Rebbe used to call the desert isle sitter. You're on a desert isle and you had that one sitter. So in that pocket sitter, he had all sorts of different halachas. And anything he could possibly need in a sitter. And so he had an entry on Pikuach Nefesh Lecha Shabbos. So they asked Rav Pinchas Epstein to write that entry. So that's when he took issue with Rav Shlomo Zalman on this Nakuda. And then Shlomo Zalman wrote, I think, in the Moriah. I think you'll find it in Mincha Shlomo. He then has his correspondence with Pinchas Epstein about this Nakuda. So that's the question of how far do you take the din of Pikuach Nefesh of saying Duchuya. All right? And then the next we'll deal with next is just to get put the context is how far do we go in taking care of the Chola? Right, and it was obviously we take care of all the medical issues of the chayla. What about things that are give a chayla chizuk, but not necessarily medical care? Are they included? So some hold that's part of it's called kol tzorcha. Is that may also be part of the tuchuy hutra machloikis? And we'll discuss that next week. And then the third issue, the next issue is with Moshe Feinstein. Moshe Feinstein discusses how far a doctor has to go in order to make sure that they will not be called in on Shabbos. All right, so we'll pick up from here next week, Mirtashim.